From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. By 2026, that number would reach 52 million compared to 28 million if Obamacare were to remain in place. The health care law adopted in 2010 was a signature program for Obama and brought coverage to 20 million people who previously lacked insurance. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to address Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union. May is still awaiting one final step, the consent of Queen Elizabeth, but that could come as early as Tuesday. After that, she will be free to formally notify the EU. She is triggering Article 50 of the bloc's treaty, which covers how a member can withdraw. A May spokesman said Monday that she is not likely to make that move until the end of the month. The exit process is expected to take about 2 years. This is VOA News. Turkey is stepping up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of the oil port of Ras Lanuf. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault to recapture Ras Lanuf from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. The BDB has held Ras Lanuf and another port, Sidr, since taking them from the LNA earlier this month. Libya has struggled with political stability since the ouster and killing of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi, with rival factions unable to agree on a unity government and multiple militia groups competing for territory. Somali officials say pirates have hijacked an oil tanker in the Indian Ocean and guided it to the coast of the Puntland region. Sources tell VOA's Somali service that the ship is believed to be a merchant tanker flying the flag of the United Arab Emirates. Regional officials say they are still assessing the circumstances of the hijack, which took place Monday. Sources said at least 8 suspected pirates were involved in the attack, adding the ship moved towards the coast of Somalia in the vicinity of the coastal town Ras Asiyar. Piracy off the coast of Somalia has declined in the last 3 years. Last year, suspected pirates hijacked 2 boats, a Yemeni and an Iranian boat, thought to be fishing illegally. Residents of the northeastern United States woke up Tuesday to a late winter storm that brought blizzard conditions affecting 50 million people. The storm brought snow accumulations of up to 60 centimeters, with winds in excess of 100 kilometers per hour. Thousands of flights were canceled. Many schools closed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's planned meeting with President Donald Trump in Washington was pushed back to Friday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.